You're listening to the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm talking today with Ted Strewley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, thanks, Jacob. Glad to be here.
Now, I want to talk about a couple of banking stories that your newspaper has been following. One has to do with Citibank's decision to require retail clients to not sell firearms to customers under the age of 21. Citibank's also requiring retailers who do business with the banking giant to take bump stocks and high-capacity magazines off their shelves. Have any regional or local banks here in Oklahoma chosen to do something similar?
Well, not that we know of. We talked to several banks after Citibank made that announcement, and each of the ones we talked to said they don't have any intention of doing that and that it's pretty unlikely they would ever consider it.
So what do banks like Bank First and First Oklahoma Bank say about banks taking a political stance like this?
Well, they told us they're not really interested in doing that. They say that their decisions are based on business. You know, they're based on risk and the customer's ability to repay a loan, not on their politics. That assuming, of course, the business is engaged in something lawful, they just want to see their credentials, not their political leanings.
So when a lending institution like Citibank sets requirements like this, I mean, can that have effects on policy?
Well, it could, at least to some extent. It certainly means the business is going to have to make a choice, right? They're either going to have to follow the bank's rules or they're going to have to go find a different bank. And the right banking relationship can be critical to a business's success. So most of them aren't going to jump ship lightly. And if following those rules isn't all that onerous for the business, they're probably going to go along with it. It might be a small thing, but it's a very interesting position for a bank, especially a bank as large as Citibank, to take.
The other banking story I want to talk to you about is Regents Bank's decision to expand into Missouri. Now, this is Regents' first bank outside of Oklahoma. Why are they expanding right now?
Well, it's a bit unusual. There was a group of executives from a local Springfield bank, and they approached Regents with this idea. The Springfield bank was purchased by a larger regional bank, Arvest, and these particular bankers didn't want to work for that large of a company. So they came to Regents and proposed the idea of letting them start something new in that market.
Now, Regents Bank has really grown quite a lot over the last decade or so. What's driving that growth?
Well, the bank was purchased at that time, about 10 years ago, and they've been growing pretty aggressively ever since. In fact, their asset base is about 6 to 7 times what it was back in 2008. Their strategy has been to let each branch kind of play to its strengths in its own community rather than taking on a bank-wide philosophy, and that's really been working for them so far.
Ted Strewley is the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.